Welcome to another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. My name is Jürgen Schmid. I am career mentor and coach, consultant, teacher, and speaker. Here, we will bring up all kinds of career aspects in a way you have maybe never heard before. I like you to have an awesome career. Therefore, I give you something money cannot buy, sharing experience and insight. All this every other week in 99 seconds. Before we get into talking about artificial intelligence, as AI is developing rapidly, we are in February 2024, and more applications are coming out, I do not want to refer to a specific implementation like ChatGPT. I will just call it AI while referring to large language models in general. If you want to know which ones you could use for what, just Google it. That landscape is changing day by day. Also, keep in mind that some tools offer only basic functionality, while for more, you might need to pay. So, let's get into the 99 seconds and see where and how AI could help us to land a job. There are many ways to use AI to help you creating your CV and cover letter and maybe preparing for interviews. With much less time, you should get much better results. This is at least what they promise. Get a perfect CV ready to be sent in less than 15 minutes. So how could that work? Well, here is one possibility. You give AI the job description you want to apply for and ask it to summarize it in one paragraph. Then you use that summary to create your career objective statement. Next, you ask AI to suggest three achievements that you should list in your CV to land that specific job. It still remembers the job description you gave it to. Use those three generated achievements. If they relate to you, maybe tweak them a little bit or ask for three new ones. The AI will have included keywords from the job ad. And then add some of the important and relevant achievements you have done. You could do the same for skills. And then ask AI to add specific industry language into each sentence. And ask it to spell check. Now, use all of this to create your CV. To complete it, add other needed information like your name, email address, and so on. Maybe even use a template. Now, ask AI to compare that CV with the job description and to make suggestions how to improve. You update your CV based on this feedback. Some tools also give you a percentage rating for it. Try to bring it up as high as possible. When you're happy, you're ready to go. Does this look like much work? Well, you can use a different approach. With a specific CV creation AI, tell it your job title. It will create a career summary for it. It will also suggest key achievements and skills for that profile, all based upon the job title. You then modify those to make them much more specific to you. In the tool, you can add your personal data, strengths, educations, hobbies, and so on. If you have provided all the data, you then select one of many templates. You see it formatted immediately. If you want, try another template until you find the one you like to use. The tool will also analyze your CV and suggests improvements. You just make the changes and analyze it again. And again, maybe. Once you're happy, you download the created CV in one of several formats like Word, PDF, and so on. Some tools also generate typical interview questions based upon your CV and equally suggest possible answers. This can be very helpful depending on how much interview experience you have. Still too much work? Import your LinkedIn profile into a CV-specific AI. Select a CV template, make changes and improvements, export, and you're ready to go within minutes. What about the cover letter? Well, that is really easy. Post the job advert and your CV into AI and ask it to write a cover letter for you. If you do not like the result, ask it again until you're happy. You can still adjust the text, but 90% of it is done by the AI. All this sounds too good to be true, right? AI is the trend of the decade, automating tasks from administration to hiring and much more. While it offers significant benefits, it's important to recognize its limitations and that it won't excel on its own. Before you use AI to draft your resume, here are a few potential downsides you need to bear in mind. AI can help with bullet points on your resume, but it can't really understand your career journey or highlight your unique skills and personality traits. It lacks the personal touch needed to make your resume stand out and might even make it look artificial. Plus, AI-generated resumes often need a ton of extra work on your part to get them just right. And if you're not careful, they might include irrelevant or wrong information, or they miss the mark on your skills. So, while AI can be a helpful tool, it's no substitute for the human touch when it comes to job applications. Without a captivating narrative, your resume lacks that special something that sets you apart. It's not just about listing past jobs. It's about crafting a story of your career journey. AI falls short in telling this story in a creative way, which means you miss out on the chance to make a memorable impression. Instead, you risk blending in with a crowd of applications without anything unique to grab attention. AI can't capture everything that makes your resume uniquely yours. It won't pick up on recent industry trends, specific jargon, or the values of the company you're applying to. And if your career path is unconventional, AI might miss the mark entirely. It simply can't keep up with the consistently evolving language of the workplace, leaving you to customize your resume manually to ensure it hits the mark. AI struggles to keep pace with the ever-changing landscape of work, from shifts in the industry norms to global changes like remote or hybrid work. The job market is constantly evolving. But AI isn't equipped to adapt in real time. It's trained on static data and can't factor in current events or trending buzzwords when crafting your resume. Recruiters and hiring managers are catching on to the use of AI-generated resumes, which can either help or hinder your chances. Since AI pulls data across the web, it might produce plagiarized content, risking rejection. Or it is hallucinating facts, which is a problem. To safeguard your integrity, run your final copy through a plagiarism checker to ensure it's original and distinct from existing content. Also, if too many applicants are turning to an AI to build their resume, then hiring managers will essentially read through very similar resumes multiple times. This makes it obvious to hiring managers that you went to an AI resume builder, which could cause more issues for you. Most AIs use a generalized approach, pulling from a broad set of data, resulting in generic and impersonal resumes. Despite attempts to tailor content, the language often feels artificial and keyword-heavy rather than natural. AIs excel at gathering information but struggle to rephrase it uniquely, often producing similar documents across different industries and job descriptions. The way you write and talk will be different from what the AI has created, which might cause surprises and potential issues later at the interview stage. Hiring managers want to see that you care about your career and care about the way you present yourself. If you use an AI, it seems like you do not want to put as much effort into building the perfect resume. This could be a major factor in the decision to or not to hire you. However, in certain industries like tech, collaborating with AI tools can be seen as a positive attribute. Candidates who can discuss their iterative process and how they leveraged AI prompts effectively showcase adaptability and a willingness to learn. Yet, not all companies view AI collaboration favorably. So can you use AI at all when writing your resume or cover letter? Yes, I think you can if you use it as a tool to help you. AI can provide IDs, highlight keywords, and aids in formatting, but they lack the human touch. Here's my suggestion to use AI effectively. Use AI-generated content as inspiration and only a starting point. Edit and customize the content to reflect your unique experiences and aspiration. Check for plagiarism to ensure originality, and check that AI's way of writing is not too different from yours. Remember, while AI can be helpful, it's not a replacement for human creativity and authenticity. In today's tech-driven world, job seekers should strike a balance between leveraging AI's capabilities and showcasing their individuality. There is always a very distinct difference between something written by a human and something written by AI. The human touch, as people say. And this is crucial for your resume. These were, in a bit more than 99 seconds, some thoughts on how AI could help to land a job. Have you ever used AI during job hunting? Let me know by answering the poll in Spotify. Hope you enjoyed listening and you will tune in for our next episode in 2 weeks. We will then look at our colleagues. Should I have friends at the workplace? In the meantime, should you have any remarks, please let me know and maybe leave me a comment. If you like my approach towards career and professional development and want to get some more personalized guidance, please reach out. I am here to help. I am career coach and mentor and would love to hear from you, whether you live round the corner or on the other side of the world. Simply go to www.99scp.com, SCP like Seconds Career Podcast. Also, please do not forget to press follow, and if you see a bell or heart icon to be notified when new episodes are coming out, please press that too, so you will never miss a new one. This was another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. Thank you for listening and thinking along. I wish you success for the path you are following or creating. My name is Jürgen Schmid, and until next time, be the difference. Remain curious and shine.